This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
The death toll grows in Houston. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Mike Gavin, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka. On this Friday, November 12th, glad you're with us. And here's what we have for you this hour.
A ninth person has died after injuries suffered at the Astroworld Festival last week.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial, but not without more controversy.
New coronavirus infections are higher in 29 states than they were the week before, mostly in the north.
And has Aaron Rodgers ruined his reputation as a celebrity endorser?
Most of the people I talk to don't think this is just a short-term blip, that he will have a hard time recovering from this commercially. Given he's the best quarterback in the NFL, arguably, he still was up there. But he's behind wide receivers, tight ends, things that people like that in terms of overall marketing dollars.
Dan Kaplan at The Athletic on how marketers may perceive the quarterback following his COVID controversy. The federal appeals court has agreed to an accelerated schedule to consider former President Trump's request to deny a special House committee access to records from his presidency as it probes the January attack on the U.S. Capitol. We get more from this morning's Dave Duncan.
The decision yesterday delays the effect of a trial court's ruling from Tuesday that would have allowed the committee access to the records starting today. The move is designed to give the court time to consider arguments by Mr. Trump, whose lawyers moved to seek emergency intervention. The D.C. Circuit now says it will hold oral arguments on November 30th. Mr. Trump sued last month to stop the National Archives from turning over presidential records to Capitol investigators. He argued they were protected by executive privilege. Gordon?
Thank you, Dave. The House Select Committee has sought records related to communications about Mr. Trump's speech to supporters before they converged on the Capitol, as well as the response within the White House once the violence began to unfold. More than 600 people have been charged for their roles in the Capitol riot. Attorneys in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have again found themselves arguing over the technology used to zoom in on video and create enlarged images. Prosecutors allege the defense was taking advantage of the judge's admitted lack of understanding about current technology. Defense attorney Corey Cherifisi asked a forensic photo expert if enlarging images distorts the picture.
When you enlarge these images, are you changing any details?
I am not changing any details.
What are you doing?
We are simply just adding pixels to make the image larger.
Meanwhile, the defense wrapped up its case yesterday. Mr. Rittenhouse, who's 18, is charged with killing two people and wounding another last summer during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Defense lawyers tried to drive home the point that Mr. Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. But the prosecution questions why a teenager who illegally possessed an AR-15-style rifle would feel that his life was in danger. Closing arguments are expected to begin on Monday. A college student has died nearly 1 week after she was critically injured at the Astroworld Festival in Houston, marking the ninth person killed in the tragedy. 22-year-old Barty Shahani was a student at Texas A&M University, where she studied computer science. Ms. Shahani died at an intensive care unit surrounded by her family Wednesday night. Mohit Balani is a cousin who was with her at the concert.
I was assuming that she'd just be like dehydrated or something, right, like from the concert. And the very first thing he told me was, like, you know she's not conscious, right? She had two heart attacks on the way here and she's intubated.
Nine people, including two teenagers, were killed and scores more were injured during a crowd surge at the festival last Friday. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined. A nine-year-old boy remains in critical condition. Houston police and the FBI are investigating. Officials are reviewing video footage and speaking with victims and witnesses. Coming up next, as the U.S. argues and debates, Russia and China are making moves. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 45% off during their early access Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Friday. While Washington has been consumed with its own internal fussing and fighting in recent weeks, a few other things have been unfolding elsewhere around the globe, and both warrant attention. More from Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at The Wall Street Journal. Jerry, how do you see it?
Well, that's the point. I mean, the Capitol, and I think a lot of the country, has been consumed for months with our own internal political debates, maybe even going back to the 2020 election. But the rest of the world doesn't stop while that goes on. And what I tried to point out in this column is that while Americans have been distracted, China and Russia in particular are doing plenty of things. You know, Chinese President Xi is about to pave the way for himself to be appointed to or elected to nominally an unprecedented third term. He's becoming president for life and very authoritarian as he goes. Intimidation of Hong Kong and Taiwan by China continues apace. And the Pentagon just said in a report on the Chinese military that the Chinese are accumulating nuclear warheads much faster than was previously guessed. And so the threat is big and getting bigger. Meantime, Vladimir Putin in Russia has been busy using his two tools. The only two tools he has is at his disposal. One is his military power, which is still considerable, and the other is Russia's energy might, to improve his position in the region. He's using his troops. They're massing on the border with Ukraine right now to stop Ukraine from drifting toward the West and into the Western camp. And he's using his ability to export natural gas to Ukraine and to elsewhere in Europe to kind of intimidate not just the Ukrainians, but Europeans in general, and keep them in line and to allow him to continue to expand his sphere of influence. And so both of these things are happening while Americans are kind of distracted. Just one footnote, the Biden administration isn't completely distracted. It didn't get a lot of attention last week, but Bill Burns, who's the head of the CIA, made a trip to Russia to deal with the problem of Ukraine and the threats to Ukraine that are underway now. So there is some response from the U.S.
Yeah, I know that wasn't insignificant. What is it that actually he will do, Mr. Burns?
I think what Bill Burns did mostly was deliver a message. Hey, we are watching. We have noticed. We see what's happening. We're not happy about it. Just be careful. And so I think there's virtue in delivering that message. And Bill Burns is a good messenger for that because he used to be the U.S. ambassador to Moscow. Then he was deputy secretary of state. He's dealt with the Kremlin and with Vladimir Putin personally for a long time. And so I think the point there was simply to say actions have consequences. Don't think we're not paying attention.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at The Wall Street Journal. His piece is called "While America Feuds at Home, Russia and China Are Busy Making Moves." You referenced that for both of those adversaries, insecurity plays a big role in how they approach things.
I think so. That's one of the odd things about both China and Russia. They're both big, powerful states. They're very authoritarian regimes in place in both places. The rulers are very powerful, but I also think they're insecure in some ways. You know, China has some significant economic problems of its own. It is in a leadership transition, even though the position at the top won't change. They're moving into a position where, as I said, President Xi may become president for life. That creates some internal instability, or at least potentially so. And I think they're insecure still about their role in the world and afraid the U.S. will try to eclipse their power or contain them. And that makes them actually a little more dangerous. The combination of strength and insecurity can make a country more dangerous. And the same thing's true with Russia and Vladimir Putin, that he buys into the idea that the U.S. is set out to keep Russia in check, to keep its power down. And I think believes also that he has limited tools at his disposal, as I said, and he needs to do use the ones that he does have. And so, again, the combination of power and insecurity can be quite volatile.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at The Wall Street Journal. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Here's Mike Gavin.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
New coronavirus infections are rising again in most states for the first time in 2 months, and deaths are increasing in about half of the states, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In the week ending Wednesday, case counts were higher in 29 states than they were the week before. A month ago, cases were rising in just 12 states. States now reporting increased infections are primarily in the north, which had fared far better in the late summer as the Delta variant clobbered the south. Vermont, an early leader in vaccinations, is now seeing record case numbers.
Number two.
The attorney for rapper Travis Scott is fighting back against accusations his client ignored the carnage in front of him during a deadly crowd surge at the AstroWorld Festival a week ago, killing 9 people. Ed McPherson told Houston station KTRK that Scott would have stopped the show if he knew what was happening.
If anyone had gotten Travis's attention, if you could, but that's virtually impossible, he certainly would have stopped. There would be no reason to keep it going.
The 9th victim of the stampede was identified as 22-year-old college student Barty Shahani.
Number three.
A court in Myanmar today jailed American journalist Danny Fenster for 11 years, dealing a blow to U.S. efforts to secure his release. Fenster, the managing editor of online magazine Frontier Myanmar, was found guilty of incitement and violations of immigration and unlawful associations laws, according to his magazine, describing the sentences as the harshest possible under the law. Nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products are being recalled due to a possible contamination of foreign matter, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service. The products were shipped to retail locations nationwide, including to Trader Joe's, between August 16th and September 29th. Trader Joe's is recalling their chili lime chicken burgers and spinach feta chicken sliders after customers complained about finding bones in them. No injuries have been reported. And in a major sign, the holiday season is nearly here. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree was cut down yesterday to begin its trip to New York. It's expected to arrive in Midtown Manhattan on Saturday. Last week, the 79-foot Norway spruce was wrapped and packed up in Elkton, Maryland. This is the first year the tree is from Maryland. Workers will wrap it up with more than 50,000 lights, and the tree will be lit on December 1st.
That's a lot of pressure on Maryland.
Why is that?
Right,
oh, because it's the first time?
Yeah,
first
normally,
tree they're
I think,
sending?
You know, Connecticut, Massachusetts, you know, upstate New York or something, maybe New Jersey, but Maryland.
Yeah, you don't normally associate Maryland, in my mind, with huge trees, right?
No, exactly.
So
exactly.
This was the one. It better work out.
Thank you, Mike. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon. Glad you're with us. If you're worried about inflation eating into your budget and want to make sure you're paying the lowest possible price for things like gas, string cheese, or galoshes, here are some places to start. Heather Kelly, technology reporter at the Washington Post Help Desk, is here with guidance. Heather, start with gas prices.
So gas prices are interesting because there's actually a ton of tools to find and compare gas prices. And it might sound like a few pennies here and there, but when you're filling up a tank these days, it really adds up. There are apps like Gas Buddy, but you can just use Google Maps and it will tell you all the closest gas stations and their prices. I do have one catch on this one, and that's if you can avoid downloading these apps or giving them too much access to your information, they're giving you free information, gas prices. In exchange, sometimes they will resell personal information about you.
Mm, good note. How about comparison shopping online? What should we know there?
So people might get a little lazy on this. They're like, oh, I'm Amazon Prime. I'll just get my Prime prices.
So true.
Stop.
Yeah.
And Google it. Look elsewhere. There are plugins. There are things like the Capital One Shopping. It's a terrible name, but it's a really helpful plugin. And it will show you on the page, hey, this is available at a lower price someplace else. Google Shopping is also a good tool for this, although it doesn't have every option. It's kind of a pain, but, you know, take a second. See if you can find it cheaper somewhere else.
Okay. I like your point, too, about using coupons. You say they're still cool. How about on coupons?
Saving money's cool, right?
Right.
I think it's pretty cool. You can actually still get paper coupons, which still cracks me up. And anybody who's shopped at a CVS and had that mile-long receipt on the back are coupons that nobody uses. So you can use those. You get mailers. But there's also a lot of kind of online sites. Honey is one. Rakuten is another that actually will pay you back cash, I think like 4 times a year in the savings. So there are some online coupon ideas. You can also just go to the Target store, the Target website, and they have their little flyers, just like, you know, my parents used to look at, and they'll tell you what's on sale that week.
We're speaking with Heather Kelly, tech reporter at the Washington Post Help Desk. She's written a piece entitled Tips for Paying Less for Goods When Everything Costs More. How about on subscriptions, right? I know I'm not much of a TV watcher, but all of a sudden, you know, my daughter, my wife, my son are like, we need this, we need that, you know, $6.99 a month, you know, all of a sudden 4 times. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And especially over the pandemic, there were new services and they would have, hey, sign up for our free trial. And you go, yeah, that sounds great. And completely forget about it. And I'm not talking about Apple TV Plus, but you should definitely make a list of what you have. See how much, especially for like things we watch, see what you're watching. You can subscribe to Netflix for a couple months, turn it on, turn it off and switch to something else and watch all those shows. If people are in your household and you are okay being flexible with the definition of household, say your mom is nearby, you can share a Netflix account. You can have up to 5 people on one of the family accounts, and that might be another way to save money. But really important, if you use Apple, go into settings, find the subscriptions tab, and make sure you're not paying for things you forgot about. Do the same thing with your credit card. And there's an app called Truebill that will say, hey, here's everything you're paying on a monthly basis. Do you want to cancel any of them?
Thanks, Heather. Heather Kelly, technology reporter at the Washington Post Help Desk. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Apply for a loan with a bank and you might get free coffee. But Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees ever. So consolidate debt with a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs or get free coffee. Go to marcus.com to learn more about our no-fee personal loans and other products today. Lending and deposits provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Expert insight, world-class reporting. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, November 12. Gordon Deal with Mike Gavin, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. A ninth person has died following the Astroworld Festival 1 week ago. The defense rests in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. Coronavirus cases are spiking again. Former President Trump has won a delay in a battle over his White House communications. 3 to 6 inches of snow could fall today across portions of the upper Midwest. 10 additional songs, part of a re-release by Taylor Swift earlier today. Dolphins over the Ravens in Thursday Night Football. And the unusual Make-A-Wish request from a 13-year-old boy. That story in about 20 minutes. Aaron Rodgers' future as a quarterback is hardly in doubt. He is having another MVP-caliber season. But what Rodgers, the pitchman, what about him? The easygoing brand ambassador of State Farm commercial fame that's earned him millions of dollars. Can he survive misleading or lying, depending on your perspective, about his vaccination status, breaking protocols, and then, when found out, blaming others for his predicament? In-depth analysis from Daniel Kaplan, Business of Sports reporter at The Athletic. Dan, is he done as a pitchman?
Most of the people I talk to don't think this is just a short-term blip, that he will have a hard time recovering from this commercially. He already was, you know, not a leading NFL athlete marketer. He, you know, given he's the best quarterback in the NFL, arguably, he still was up there. But he was he's behind wide receivers, tight ends, things that people like that in terms of overall marketing dollars. So he was already, you know, looked at askance by some in the marketing community. This will just further that.
You know, not to take this in a different direction, but as you said, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, up there with perhaps Brady, minus all the rings. Why isn't Rodgers a premier before this controversy? Why not a premier endorser? Because he works in Green Bay?
It's not the Green Bay element. The NFL is a national sport. It doesn't really matter where you play to strike marketing gold. It's more he's an edgy, chip-on-the-shoulder type of guy. There's always seems to be controversy around him. He, you know, his issues with his family. You know, the off season with the Packers. This off season, there just always seems to be something going on with him. So it's not that brands were saying no to him. It's just that, you know, he didn't have that easygoing, you know, neutral personality that the Mannings have, that Brady is now tapped into. There's an edge to him.
Yeah. So in this particular case, where he didn't say, I guess, precisely what was going on with regards to the COVID vaccination, it wasn't his stance, it was what he said that's rubbing people the wrong way.
Right, let's be clear. I mean, you're not going to lose your endorsements, and companies are not going to run away from you simply because you're unvaccinated for the COVID virus. It's how he went about it, lying or misleading, whatever terminology one wants to use, breaking protocols, being dismissive of it, and then when it all comes out, blaming others. You know, saying the NFL told you one thing when the NFL didn't tell him anything. Yeah. You know, then saying he went to Joe Rogan for COVID and vaccine advice, and it makes him look a little kooky above all this.
Right.
So, you know, these are, if you're a brand looking at an athlete or any celebrity, you want a few things. You don't want distractions. And you want that athlete to convincingly sell the consumer that athlete actually uses the product. And if that athlete now has a reputation for lying, misleading, talking out of both sides of his mouth, that's a tough sell.
We're speaking with Dan Kaplan, business of sports reporter at The Athletic. He focuses on the NFL. His piece is called "What is Aaron Rodgers' Future as an Endorser?" He's been speaking to some PR experts. Not everyone thinks he's done, though, right?
No, of course not. First of all, I mean, if Alex Rodriguez can be on TV and have endorsements and buy sports teams, there's hope. I mean, Aaron Rodgers seems to have far fewer indiscretions than Alex Rodriguez. I guess that's another A-Rod here we're talking about. So if he wins the Super Bowl or wins more Super Bowls, the issues of COVID recede. America is a forgiving society when it comes to celebrity endorsers. Clearly he can recover, but I think in the near to midterm, he'll have a tough time with any new deals out there.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Kaplan, business of sports reporter at The Athletic. By the way, Packers host the Seahawks on Sunday. Coming up next, how one plane demonstrates today's airline industry headaches. For a while, letting your facial hair go was the in thing to do, but what seemed like a good idea indoors isn't panning out in the heat, is it? Time to get back to shaving again. If one of the reasons you didn't miss shaving is the ridiculous price of blades, then you need to know about Harry's. And if you have known about Harry's and haven't tried them yet, now's the time. When I got my first Harry's starter set, I felt the difference right away. The 5-blade razor, along with the weighted handle, made getting an amazingly close shave effortless. The foaming shave gel with aloe is excellent too. The starter set comes with all that, plus a travel case, and right now, at a great deal. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Visit harrys.com/deal to get their starter set for just 3 bucks. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. You've got nothing to lose. Go to harrys.com right now to get this special offer. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S. harrys.com/deal. Thanks for spending time with us to understand how routine airline disruptions have been mushrooming into travel meltdowns affecting a million passengers or more. Consider the recent four-day odyssey of a single plane, a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 called N8661A. Scott McCartney, travel writer at the Wall Street Journal, followed that 175-seat jet, which showed how ill-prepared some airlines have been for the busy restart of travel this year. Scott, explain.
This is one plane that was scheduled to make six different trips on Friday, and it goes through Orlando, Florida, and it gets stuck there. And it gets stuck there because this is the problem that triggered the whole cascade of trouble for people all weekend long. It's supposed to leave Orlando and go to Dallas, and that gets canceled. Southwest has to plug another airplane in its final trip of the day, which is in Little Rock. But then this airplane is supposed to be in Little Rock, but it's actually stuck in Orlando. And the next day, it has a four-hour delay trying to get out of Orlando. And all along the way, and this is a pattern that repeats, all along the way, Southwest is really struggling. It's not problems with the airplane, it's problems with the crew. They don't have reserve crews to call in to get the airplane back in the air. The crews that they have time out or whatever, so the airplane doesn't get to finish its day. And each day over the 4 days, it ends up somewhere where it's not supposed to be. So it gives you a window into both the complexity of airline operations and the real difficulty that they had trying to get back on schedule. How does this airplane, even on Monday, all this happened on Friday.
Right.
Saturday was bad, Sunday was worse. On Monday, the plane sat in Panama City, Florida until 5:30 p.m., wasn't even used until 5:30 p.m.
When we talk about reserve crews, do reserve crews, are they located in every city in which an airline flies? Like, is that what they're for? They're sort of like beyond.
No, not in every city, but every crew base.
Okay.
So Southwest will have crew bases in all of its major cities. Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Phoenix, Orlando. They have a very large crew base in Orlando, and this was a big part of the problem. So you start with Southwest going into this holiday weekend with lower reserves than they normally would have. And this is really a function of scheduling. This isn't crews calling in sick, although they have had all year had higher sick rates and higher rates of people on leave. A lot of it attributed to COVID because people have been sick. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But in this case, they decided that they were going to fly with lower reserves. They normally have 12 to 15% of their crews, of their pilots and flight attendants, on reserve. And that means they are on call to be used when when a pilot gets sick or a crew gets delayed. And so they time out. There are federal safety limits on how long a crew can be on duty. Storms disrupt things. You get back on track by calling in people who are on reserve. And so instead of that 12 to 15%, they probably had about half that level.
Oh, wow.
And they admit now it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And so not getting those reserve pilots into the system or pilots who are coming on duty for their next, 4 day trip. Not getting them into the system led to cancellations all over the country.
Thanks, Scott. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Holiday parties are back, making it the perfect time to do a reset and upgrade your look. The Black Friday event from Indochino offers their lowest prices of the year on suits, shirts, outerwear, and more. Even lower if you use the code Gordon at Indochino.com. You can go to a showroom or measure yourself online at Indochino.com. That's what I did. The chinos I customized are the best fitting pair of pants I've ever worn, a feeling you cannot get with pants off the rack. Indochino suits start at just $299. Shirts start at $45 with all customizations included. Get away from your video call style and back into looking and feeling amazing. Indochino's Black Friday event runs from November 8th to the 29th. Save even more and get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code Gordon at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Indochino.com, promo code Gordon. Again, Indochino.com, promo code Gordon. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Mike Gavin.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
A three-judge panel of federal appeals court agreed to temporarily block the release of former President Donald Trump's administration documents, with a House panel subpoenaed in its investigation of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The decision came as the National Archives and Records Administration was scheduled to release the documents by 6 p.m. today. The House committee sought the documents for its probe of what led to the attack and what happened that day.
Number two.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse will return to the courthouse without the jury present today to finalize how jurors will be instructed when they get the case next week. Rittenhouse's lawyers rested their case yesterday, putting on about 2.5 days of testimony to the prosecution's five.
Number three.
More than 36 hours of frantic searching came to an end yesterday afternoon after a missing Atlanta area one-year-old named Blaze Barnett was found safe within a mile of his home and reunited with his family. Clarkston, Georgia Police Sergeant Dustin Bulcher.
When officers arrived, they met with paramedics who performed a medical check on baby Blaze, and they assessed the situation. At that time, we took baby Blaze back here to the police department and reunited with his family.
The case generated swift and widespread attention, with prominent figures such as Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the Reverend Bernice King posting alerts on social media. Prices at the gas pumps in the San Francisco Bay Area have soared over $5 a gallon, according to AAA. The price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas at one Shell station in San Francisco was posted at $5.85 on Wednesday night. According to the Lundberg survey, Bay Area residents were paying the most at the pump in the entire country at $4.77 a gallon on average. The lowest average was in Houston at $2.98 per gallon. And are you the sort of person who goes out and gets the latest electronic gadget, or the type who holds on to what you have until the bitter end? For most Americans, like Gordon Deal, it's the latter. According to a CBS News poll, 71% say they hold on to their electronic devices for as long as they can, while just 15% say they buy the new ones as soon as they come out. For another 13%, it depends. Not surprisingly, younger adults are more likely than older Americans to buy new electronic devices as soon as they come out. 24% of adults under 45 do too, compared to just 5% of adults 55 and older.
Yeah, well, listen, you can make fun of me all you want. I have an iPhone 8.
Yes.
So there you go.
So we will make fun of you,
yeah,
then. So we can and we will.
Well, you took that iPhone 5 from my cold fingers just a couple of years ago. I really wanted it. Like that one.
Looking forward to your new upgrade in 2027.
6 minutes in front of the hour. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 45% off during their early access Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. Last year, 13-year-old Abraham Olabegi found out he was born with a rare blood disorder and needed a bone marrow transplant. A year later, he found out better news. His transplant was successful and he qualified for Make-A-Wish, an organization that grants wishes to children with serious illnesses. He decided he wanted to feed the homeless as his wish. CBS News says in September, Make-A-Wish helped them organize a day to hand out free food in Jackson, Mississippi. Now they're going to do that every month for a year. The nonprofit says every third Saturday of each month, the Mississippi chapter will work with Abraham to find local supporters to help supply the food they need to feed up to 80 homeless people. And when his wish is complete next August, Abraham will turn his effort into a nonprofit, one he's already named Abraham's Table.
Better kid than I was at 13. That'll do it for this hour. For Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.